bringing the listeners that alternative perspective of the Middle East.
Thank you very much.
I briefly just want to say I want to thank everyone who called in last week during the pledge drive and helped us meet our goal. Actually, we $100 or more over our $500 goal, so that was fantastic. And you can always call here during business hours at 303-449-4885 if you want. You can still make a contribution and mention Hemispheres as the reason for calling in. And I want to thank everyone for calling in this evening. I want to thank Guy Erickson for answering the phones. And if you need to make a comment on this evening's program or any program you hear at KGNU, you can call the comment line at 303-447-9911. Well, as I mentioned, we're wrapping up this program of Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. So please stay tuned for Corriente at 8 o'clock, and coming up next at 7 o'clock, it's the Cabaret program, highlighting the local musicians and local bands. The time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. It's time now for Cabaret. Take it away, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jim, and welcome to Cabaret. I'm your host this evening, Dano, and Cabaret is a special program where we feature our region's musical talent, and tonight's guest is Hunter Stone. Here we are with Hunter Stone tonight at Cabaret as Hunter switches out some guitars, and we'll talk to him in a couple more songs, if I'm keeping count correctly.
Yeah, we got two more, and then we can have a little chat here. Thanks for listening out there, by the way. I'm going to tune up just real quick here. Got the...
And that's allowed on this show, too.
Oh, tuning?
Oh, yeah. We love when people tune.
I'd rather be in tune than hurting all you people out there listening.
Well, we've had some that didn't do that. And for what they did, it kind of fit.
Yeah, I was on here like a while ago with Mbanza, and my friend was tuning his Ngoni, and that thing is ridiculous. There's so many strings on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's kick this one off. This one's called Release Me. Ready? The night is done, I've been waiting for the one who keeps me warm, but she's not there. I close my eyes and fall asleep, and all I can do is just stare. She did not call, she didn't even text, and I was waiting all night by the phone, but it did not ring. I didn't feel no buzz, and now I'm just feeling alone. She said not to worry, she was only asleep, and she tells me that everything's okay. She treats me so well, but only in the day, 'cause at night she is always away. So I tell all my friends, and this is what they say: this girl, she ain't treating you right. She tells me they're wrong, but if everything's okay, tell me why can't I sleep through the night? Please, please release me from your spell that's taking me away. Keep me up at night, and it's got me sleeping. Time went along, the feeling never left of loneliness deep in my heart. I tried and I tried to stand big and tall, inside I was falling apart. So on it went like a leaf on a limb, I was floating along in the breeze. And this helplessness, it tortures me so, and now I am down on my knees. Please, please release me from your spell. Oh, that's taking me away. Keep me up at night, and it's got me sleeping. We'll be right back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that one was called Release Me. And the first two were Gambler's Cry and Clean. Got the new strings on, so the new string blues, I guess.
So I have a premonition that the next song is going to be called Not Alone.
How'd you know?
I can see that board over there.
Oh, man. Well, you got us.
I mean, seeing visuals like that always helps with premonitions.
He sees his visuals. He gets visions. He has vision. Therefore, he has vision.
I'm still literate. That's what that means.
You down. Sometimes sadness seems to hang around. And if you're feeling less than good, take a moment to feel the way you should. I said, oh, oh. Now you're flying like the freest bird. But if you had but one to choose, take a moment to think of what you up front to see the view. Turns out the crowd is staring straight at you. I said, oh, 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 oh. Are we together or alone? It's hard to tell when you're so far from home. There are worlds beyond our own, different places and from where.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not alone with Hunter Stone tonight here on Cabaret, and Robin on bass, and Joshua on drums, and welcome, guys. Welcome to KGNU.
Thanks for having us here.
So, Hunter, these songs that you played, these four songs, this is part of your upcoming record that you're...
Yeah, these are all songs that are that I'm going to be recording. I actually have a Kickstarter that I just launched on Friday, so I haven't had a chance to record any of these in the studio, and trying to raise some money to do that.
Great. So has there been any response so far? Or?
It's been a pretty good response, yeah. I'm super, super excited for all the people that have been contributing. And, yeah, I think we're at 25% last time I checked. We're trying to raise $7,500, and we're at 2,000 something, 2,000 and change.
So for 4 days, that's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, no, I was very excited. It was definitely... definitely really positive to see all that, you know, support, and it gives good feedback, you know.
That they like your music and
You know.
And your art, your lyrics.
Yeah, it's so often that, you know, you play shows and you do things and people are like, you know, that's cool. But when they actually, when you actually like see a, you know, monetary donation too, is like even harder, you know.
Yeah, but that's
much appreciated.
But that's great affirmation. How does that Kickstarter process work? I mean, there's a certain period of time that you do this.
Yeah, so you can set up to 60 days. I think mine was at 40 days. And basically, it's like an all-or-nothing campaign.
Mm.
You set up different kind of tiers that people can pledge and get certain rewards.
Yeah.
So, like, starting at $10, you can get... a digital download, 25, you can get a copy of the CD signed, and then digital download, and then there's some cool stuff like some artwork and a USB of like random songs that I've never released that, you know, and I think I have another one where it's like $250, I'll do whatever cover you want and put it on YouTube.
Wow.
And for $500, I'll do a house concert at your house.
Nice, very nice. Very
and
nice.
I've already had two people... sign up for that, so like that was like wow, awesome.
And that's about what a house concert should bring in,
yeah,
if everything goes right. So this song here, I mean, 40 days and all or nothing, so obviously a lot of people must know you to get that response right away. I mean, how do they know you?
Well, I definitely reached out to a lot of folks that I grew up in Massachusetts, and I'm sure there's some folks back there listening right now, so hey, what's up to all you guys? But, you know, played in bands for a long time there before moving out this way. And, you know, actually there's been a lot of response from the Boulder community. I run a songwriting showcase with Teresa Peterson. It's called Boulder in the Round.
Right.
It's something that has kind of built up a community of songwriters. And we do it every first Wednesday at Vapor Distillery. And I'm going to be playing the next one on November 2nd, so shameless plug there. But it's really fun. I mean, that's where I've met a lot of my musician friends. And just, you know, playing music, you meet so many musicians. And there's a plethora of them here in Boulder. It's great.
Well, it's great to have you. How long have you been here in Boulder?
I've been here about 2.5 years or so.
Wow. Not too long.
No.
Well, you did the right things by getting to know a lot of people then through those avenues that you just talked about.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you play music, you just want to keep playing. So whatever they're having or playing music, and, you know, you just want to surround yourself with it. So it's kind of what I've done.
The first two songs, to me, had a North Mississippi influence. I mean, did I catch that right? And is that on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are definitely definitely some of my bluesier tunes. I definitely, you know, I play the resonator here, and I've always loved blues, but, you know, I like to have some variety too, because I love, you know, folk and, you know, I want to say pop, but at the same time, I like all sides of music, so being able to have all those influences come through in my songs, it's a difficult balance, but I think at the same time, it's like, it's all part of who I am as a
musician.
Great.
So therefore, you don't get pigeonholed just as being a blues artist or just as a folk artist. You can kind of branch out.
Yeah, you know, I like to do that. And I think a lot of those kind of tunes, those sounds have come to me, especially when since I've been playing more slide guitar, and they just lend themselves very well to the sound of the resonator and the sound of the slide. And you know, I love slide, so.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I loved it. Tell me about this telephone microphone you have here, because that's alters your pitch and things. How'd you do that?
It's not that hard. It's pretty much you take it's what you would listen on, and you use that as
the receiver.
Yeah, the receiver. You use that as the microphone. You just take two wires that come out of it, hot and cold, you know, positive, negative.
Uh-huh.
You just solder it into a input jack. And this, my mom sent me this from Massachusetts. So if you're out there, Mom, hello. Hello, Earth the Mom.
Also, speaking into it is what alters that pitch.
Yeah, it's literally like a real lo-fi sound like you would get from an old PA, or, you know, it sounds like, you know, would Joshua Thomas please report to the principal's office?
Robin.
I bet you we heard that too much. It's bringing flashbacks.
That is so cool, and we don't see too many of those receivers like this anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Receiver. That's the hardest part is, you know, my mom's like a, you know, thrift store antique hound dog, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better term. But she I went home a couple weeks ago, and she had like five of them. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, that is cool. All right.
Yeah.
And that's one you incorporated, or did you have it in your show before that?
I've been using it for probably 6 months or so.
6 months. Very
maybe.
Cool. Very
Three,
cool.
Four, five. I don't know. Somewhere.
Awesome. We're here with Hunter Stone tonight. And where are we going to go next?
I'm going to take it over to the kickbox here.
Now, this is, I guess I could give away the farm here. If it's not a patent secret, but it's a box here on the floor. Is it, you're talking about this thing here, right? I'm pointing to that the listeners can't see me pointing to. And what it is a bunch of foot pedals like you'd have on a bass drum or on a drum set. And I guess we'll be talking about that later. But that's what it looks like visually, this kickbox thing.
Yeah, so if you want to... If you want to see this, you can go check out my website, hunterstonemusic.com. And also that there'll be a link to the Kickstarter on the homepage there.
I was just thinking we should have said that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, hunterstonemusic.com. That's where to go.
Great.
Is this mic on? Switching sides here.
Is that your mic?
This mic?
That copper killer one?
No, this is a studio.
Oh, George's? I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, that one's mine. But
I know George is going to get a telephone mic pretty soon.
Well, whenever people ask me about it when I'm playing a show, I'm like, oh, I just use it, you know, in case my cell phone battery dies. Because that's always their first question. And I'm like, just wait. I'll sing to it. My baby, waiting all alone, watch another hour pass by, no call, no show. I feel like I'm losing control, 'cause the pretty little woman that I love, yeah, she done took my soul, she done took my soul. Done took my soul, and the windows sick of hanging on, 'cause now they're blowing in the breeze. There's a cold wind blowing. grab is coming. I'm not ready. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Don't you know?
can't escape. I can't escape. I can't escape. I can't.
So, Hunter, I guess the obvious question would be, were you ever a drummer?
No.
Never a drummer.
Never a drummer.
It's been pretty good rhythm. What do you think, Joshua? Yeah?
No,
if you had to give him a grade, what would that be?
Oh, he's got great rhythm. He keeps me in time a lot of times.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what I sort of sense. Can you talk about all your other projects? I mean, is there something I saw, like the Last Minute Blues Band? Or?
Yeah.
It looks like you have several things going on.
Yeah, sure. Give me one second here. Can you only hear me if I'm talking in this mic, or can you hear it in the room?
I can hear it. I'm not sure what the listener can hear. What do you think, George?
Yeah.
Closer to the mic is better.
Just trying to get my guitar so I can tune simultaneously.
But not too close.
Too close, man! Yeah, so actually Josh Thomas here, Joshua Thomas. Sorry, I always say Josh because my brother's Josh and I can't switch back. But Joshua and Robin Powers here, we play with Last Minute Blues Band.
Well, okay.
And in that band, we have a saxophonist that also plays keyboards, Mike Bruin, and a guitar player, harmonica player, Jeremy Baugh. All of us kind of playing other stuff. I met Robin through Last Minute Blues Band and asked him if he wanted to play bass. Josh and I have been playing together for a year and a half or so, at least.
Joshua?
Joshua. Yeah, that's right. At least someone's getting it right. It's better than JT.
Well, once
right?
It's me.
Yeah, but Last Minute Blues Band kind of, you know, is this fun release for me because... You know, we just get to kind of, I get to a little bit less responsibility, and I just kind of get to play my guitar and sing a few songs.
Excellent, excellent.
And we do like a lot of, we do some of my original stuff, but we don't do too much original music. We do a lot of like, you know, anything from B.B. King to Stevie Ray Vaughan to Cream.
Nice stuff.
A lot of some funk stuff. We'll do like Bill Withers tunes that will kind of make a little bit more bluesy. But
very cool. Mm-hmm. Do you know your schedule coming up besides the gig you have next Wednesday on November 2nd?
Yeah, I'm playing solo up at Funkworks in Fort Collins on Friday. I think that's at 6 to 8, I believe. And then we're playing, the Last Minute Blues Band is playing at Deviant Spirits, which is in Boulder off, it's kind of close to here. It's like off Pearl Street Extension on the other side of Foothills.
Oh, over there.
In that region.
With warehouses and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. And we're playing from 6 to 8 p.m. that night. It's this big Halloween slash, you know.
On Saturday or?
Yeah.
Not Friday.
It's a costume thing, Joshua.
Yeah. And it's Deviant Spirits, Rowdy Mermaid Kombucha.
Rowdy Mermaid Kombucha, Deviant Spirits.
And they're all releasing new drinks.
Okay. It's a drink release.
A drink release.
Oh, dang.
Awesome.
It should be fun, though.
Very cool. So the Last Minute Blues Band, I guess the story is what the name says, right?
Well, yeah, I will tell you exactly where it came from.
I bet it's a good story.
Yeah, well, it goes with us permanently because we're all procrastinators and constantly late. But that's why I told Robin to get here at 4:30, and he got here at 5:30. So I'm like, I know we were supposed to be here at 5:30.
Just. Oh,
no, I was late. Today was the day when I was late. But anyways, we...
You slept in.
Over at a No Name Bar up on the hill. It's next to Cosmo's Pizza. It's tucked in the corner.
Yep.
The Last Minute Blues Band does a Monday night residency, sort of.
Nice.
And the story with that is I've been playing there solo and with bands for quite a bit. And the manager over there, Maddie Schelling, plays with Whiskey Autumn, which is a great local band as well. They've probably been around here, but he asked me and a couple other people separately that I didn't know, like, hey, we're trying to do blues on a Monday night.
Oh.
And he asked me on a Thursday, and he said, hey, can you play next Monday?
Okay.
So last minute, as usual, but I learned like 25 songs over the weekend, and Josh and I went in there, and then Jeremy Baugh showed up. And that formed like the nucleus, and then people have just kind of come in and come out. There's been a few bass players that have played with us, and but Robin's been kind of one of the more steady ones for the last 6 months or so.
So did they give you a song sheet and you learned those 25 songs, or you just came up with your own 25?
I came up with my own.
Okay.
I mean, I have been listening to blues, and you know, I always loved that style. So it's not that. You know, if you know the tunes like already in your mind,
right?
And you're just getting them on the guitar and getting the lyrics down, is probably the.
So they're probably more well-known tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. We're here with Hunter Stone tonight. I want to thank George, Jake, CJ, and there's another fellow friend of Jake's for the great sound we have tonight, Alex. Sorry, Alex. But it sounds great in here as always. Even the tuning.
Yep. Just trying to get this bad boy in tune here.
What kind of guitar is that?
This is called the Lore. It's I guess like Gibson, after a certain amount of years has released there, as like, you know, the patents are no longer whatever, you know, enforceable.
Right.
So this is a Chinese company that kind of is trying to make guitars like Gibson did back in the day.
Yeah, I've been hearing people buying those, and then they have to change the pickups or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is all stock, but you know, I like it. It's a workhorse. So I beat on it, and you know, I'm happy with it.
Well, the main thing is it looks cool.
Yeah, that's exactly the only good thing about it. All right, I think we should be able to take it off through the rest of the night here. So thanks for listening, folks. And we're just going to play until they kick us off. How's that sound?
It's what we usually do.
All right, perfect. Way down south in the hills of Carolina, where the whiskey shines like the moon and it burns like fire. My love went walking in the pouring rain, and when she came back, well, she never was the same at all. Down by the banks of the mighty Mississippi, where the sweat from the mountain comes pouring to the sea, I lost my wallet in a fistful of cash. I threw it in the river just to see if it would make a splash. Constantly changing, like a water in a river. All right, we got two more for you guys before they're gonna kick us to the curb. And thanks so much to George and the fellows back there, you guys, for
Alex.
Hooking us up. Alex and
CJ.
CJ.
And Jake.
And Jake.
See, now I got them all.
All right.
Next time I come here, Alex won't be here.
Yeah, and just before we take it back to music here, just wanted to say, you know, if you like the music, check out hunterstonemusic.com. You guys can find, I got, you know, shows coming up in the area, solo, trio with these guys, and then also with the Last Minute Blues Band. And if you're interested in supporting the Kickstarter, you can go to kickstarter.com and look up Hunter Stone Makes an Album. It should be one of the few that come up there. I hope no one else's title is that specific. But thanks, all, for listening. And this one is called...
Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah, no problem. This one goes out to my dad and Richard, two inspirations. This song came from a single line, which was, someday you get chicken and someday you only get feathers, which is an inside joke between me and my buddy Richard, you know, because it's not always good out there, but sometimes... You get the chicken every once in a while. So this one's called Cold Soup. Living on the road.
right behind the wheel, begging for your dollar, trying to buy my next meal. When I need a nickel, I just open up my case, playing for the people, trying to give them just a taste. Oh, when the dollars don't come and it looks like stormy weather, some days you get chicken and some days you only get feathers. Here's one little secret that I learned from my old man, about a little meal and it comes from a can. I'm talking about coals, coals, coals from a can. Down to the local grocery, sack so high, well, you can barely see. People lining up just to pay in single file. Pass them on by, trying to find my favorite aisle. Oh, we got cans stacked up in red, white, and blue. Got Clarenzo and it's chunky and it's getting hard to chew. Here's one thing that I really need to mention. If the fans can dance well, don't even pay attention. I'm talking about coals, coals, coals from a can. Coals, coals, coals from a can. Well,
get this in there one more time. You've been listening to Hunter Stone and his group, and if you like what you've heard, please support the Kickstarter campaign, hunterstonemusic.com. and Hunter, I think although you may be a new artist for some of us around the area, your music has an old soul to it. I really like it.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take it home with, let's see, I guess this one is in standard, I think. I'll just play it in,
yeah, cool.
Play what you would normally play right now. Is it good? All right, cool. We're going to take it home with, this song goes out to my nieces, if they're out there, and actually, you know, anybody that's listening, really. But I know they like this one in particular. It's called Baby Don't Go. Yeah, my nieces, and then I guess whoever else is important. But there's a few other people. 1, 2, 3, 3. Sun is coming and it's getting late.
Pull the sheets as I lay awake with you. Check the clock and I check it too. Say you got some stuff you need to do. If I could only slow down time, I would hold up the sun and moon for you alone. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't leave. Why don't you stay here and lay with me? Maybe I'll show you the things that you need. So baby, don't. I'll take it slow, just show me what to do. I need some time and I need it too. A little time when it's just me and you. You could only show me how to love you, but you keep on running out before I get to know.
Hunter Stone tonight on Cabaret. Thank you very much, guys. Awesome show. Corriente is next.
Woo! Perfect, man. Perfect timing.
You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. You're tuned into KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM Netherlands, online at kgnu.org. For the next 2 hours, I'll be playing Latin American music from all around the world. This is KGNU's Corriente.